Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, welcome back. Hour two. A lot of inside baseball today. A lot of inside radio talk here on the show.
Yeah, really kind of.
Here on the program.
Yeah, that first hour kind of went off the rails a little bit.
But now back to the NBA, which began last night. And as we continue to tell you, we don't really care. But, you know, there's some interesting stuff, like Cooper Flagg debuts tonight, and he's playing Wembanyama of the Spurs.
And, you know, Wemby had the year cut short because of the blood clots. But, again, some of the buzz coming out off of his offseason and some of the preseason stuff, I mean, people are just – he's living up to the billing. I mean, it's
he's unbelievable.
We've never seen anything quite like that guy.
You know what's weird about it is he – so Wembanyama, if you haven't seen him play, he's like 8 feet tall.
He's very tall.
He shoots from outside. He does – I mean, he's – we've never seen anybody like him.
No.
That said, I actually find Cooper Flagg more interesting than Wemby.
Do you?
Well, yeah. I guess maybe it's just the unknown of, like, we just don't know what Cooper Flagg's going to be, but I don't know why that is. But
you don't really know what Wemby's going to be, but, you know, it's... see, Wemby, you're literally just scratching the surface of what that guy... I mean, people that are actually... day-to-day NBA people say that he's got a chance to be the best defensive player in the history of the NBA, like to go on an unprecedented run. And his offensive game continues to improve. I mean, if he stays healthy, I mean, you may be talking about a one of one, a guy that's 7'4", 7'5", and can shoot, dribble, and play defense the way he does. I mean, it's he is must see.
But he's had that hype, though. Like, I mean, we thought that he could be that. Flagg, I don't know. What are they saying about Flagg? Like, are we, is this still really up in the air? Like, Wemby was just like, dude, let him get his feet under him.
Yes.
He's going to be amazing. You've never seen anything like him. Flagg, I don't know. A little different story.
Yeah. I think I've heard everything.
Yeah, Flags!
I've heard some people say that Flagg, like, how the best, like, the Trevor Lawrence thing, like,
oh.
Well, Trevor Lawrence, we were told that Trevor Lawrence was a generational one of one. And a lot of people were like, dude, no. He's very, very good, but the hype doesn't justify that. And what you've seen in the NFL is there's a little bit of that, right? The juice isn't quite what we thought. It's not quite worth the squeeze. And I've heard some people with Flags say that like, he's a better version of Andre Kirilenko. And then other people say that he's a better version of Scottie Pippen. And those are two vastly different comps, right? But he is a guy that is what, 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", and can play multiple positions, can handle, can shoot, can distribute, that he's kind of a five-tool player. But there are some people that don't think that he's going to be a guy that's going to go out and be like Luka and drop 45 on you, but he is a guy that could give you a walking triple-double. So,
well, maybe that's what it is. Maybe we've tapped into why I think Flagg may be more interesting, is that because he's got a little higher boomer bust, Whereas Victor Wembanyama was like, boom.
Well, he came in and he had 21 and then he was averaging 24 when the blood clots hit. Like,
yeah. Once you saw him play for a couple of times,
yeah.
You're like, okay, I get what he's going to be like. This is going to be awesome. Okay, and that's kind of it. There's not as much intrigue until he's really dominating, right? Yeah. Whereas Flag, it could go either way, and that's kind of, maybe that's the more interesting part.
Yeah. I mean, like.
Is over under a point total tonight, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
15 and a half.
Okay. Yeah, like when I've read, and again, I'm not the guy that's breaking down Cooper Flag film, but I mean, he was impressive and he was at Duke. And he's fun to watch, but it's just like when I read the comparisons, they're all over the board. Like, again, the idea that you have Scottie Pippen and Andre Kirilenko, and then you throw in like Jason Tatum and Kawhi Leonard. Like, yeah, it's, and then like Lamar Odom, who was really good, but Lamar Odom isn't Scottie Pippen, right? Like where does that, I don't know where that sits. And maybe that's why you said, maybe there's more of an intrigue there, because if he ends up being a better version of Kirilenko or Lamar Odom, the guy's a multiple time All-Star and is a really nice player in the NBA. If he ends up being a better version of Scottie Pippen, well, my God, Scottie Pippen's one of the best two-way players that the NBA has ever seen. Kawhi Leonard, when he's on the floor, might be the best two-way player of his, you know, that we saw for a 7 or 8 year run. He's just kind of an idiot and is never on the floor.
Well, maybe we've answered the question, Jace.
Yeah.
That is why Cooper Flagg is more interesting than Victor Wembanyama.
Yes.
And they play against one another tonight.
But for me, if I had to watch one, I want to watch Wemby. Wemby to me is just...
Well, you've never even seen Flagg in the NBA.
No, but when I watch Wemby, it's just someone saying he's a domestic white guy. Well, that probably has a look. The fact that the NBA, when you look at the best players, you look at the MVPs in the league. Trust me, the NBA is not thrilled that the best players in the NBA and the winning MVPs, that it's Jokic or that it's Wemby. Or that it's, like Luka.
Well, isn't SGA Canadian?
SGA is Canadian.
God.
Trust me, somewhere Adam...
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah, somewhere Adam Silver is sitting around being like, God, give me a Caitlin Clark. And yes.
Fun game. Last American white man to win the MVP.
Yeah, because Nash is Canadian.
Yep.
Kevin Love never won one.
Oh, God, no.
No.
I don't think Kevin Love ever sniffed it.
Just trying to think of big whites.
Are we going all the way back to Larry Bird?
You are.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yep. Yeah. 1986, Larry Bird is the last American white man to win the MVP.
Yeah. Well, and again, whether you want to admit it or not, you know, that will be a big deal. If you get a guy that comes into the league who's as an American-born player, and for a lot of those middle America people, if you don't think that part of Caitlin Clark's appeal is that she's a Midwestern white girl, then I don't know. It makes you uncomfortable to say, and that you bury your head in the sand. It plays a role. And yes, the international players have come onto the scene, and this is a guy who's he's from Maine, for God's sakes. The
yeah,
NBA
but he's
will
from
push,
Duke.
The NBA will push him hard.
He's a smart kid from Duke.
Yeah.
We don't like that. He's not really Caitlin Clark in that way. We don't like the snooty
the Dukies
rich white kid from Duke. That's not the same as
if he played at Wisconsin. Would that have been a little better?
A lot better. I mean, a lot better. And if he had been from Nebraska,
yeah,
instead
like that.
Of Maine. Although Maine's not.
I did see Wemby's got a brother who's like 16, I think it is, and he's 6'7", and just same thing. He's just out there balling. So there's another one coming
in France.
Yeah. You imagine being 6'7" and you're like almost a foot shorter than your brother. You're like, come on, growth spurt.
He got the bad genes.
Although something tells me he might still be growing. Who was it? Was it Perkins that fell for the Wemby growing 4 inches over the summer? Was that a Kendrick Perkins thing?
I don't know. I try to avoid Kendrick.
Wouldn't
Perkins.
Be surprised.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, that was the best part of the coverage last night, is that there was no Kendrick Perkins or Stephen A. Smith. Thank God.
Who's on there?
Who was on there? Vince Carter was on there. I'm trying to think who the studio hosts were. I'm like racking my brain now. I'm driving because it was on when we were in here, and I had it on the TV. I'd have to look it up. I know Vince was on there.
Michael Jordan's most nervy shot. Audio next on 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Well, we did save the best for last because he was the best. Mike Jordan, remember him?
Yes, I am familiar. He at one time wore a Hitler mustache. The only man
on national television.
He is the only man to ever get away with wearing the Hitler mustache and sell products. And somehow that man sold underwear and hot dogs while wearing a Hitler mustache and no one cared. That's how good Michael Jordan was.
I've never really seen anyone else try to even pull it off.
No, I'm convinced it was a bet. I'm convinced that Jordan was so competitive and that someone was like, dude, you can't pull it off. And he's like, name anything and I can do it on Michael Jordan. And one of his buddies, probably Ahmad Rashad, was like, Hitler mustache. And he's like, done. Watch this. Showed up to the underwear ad wearing the Hitler stash. They're like, Michael. And he's like, what? Next thing you know, he's out there hawking products.
You know what they officially call that mustache?
Is it the Chaplin?
Well, Charlie Chaplin had that, but he had it before Hitler.
Yeah.
No, they call it the toothbrush.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's a toothbrush mustache.
You imagine if I showed up tomorrow wearing the toothbrush.
It's a hard one to say, isn't it?
Yeah. You can't. You just.
No, you can't.
You can't do it.
Only if you're named Michael
Jordan. Only if you're named Michael Jeffrey Jordan can
it's
you do it. By the way, the hosts of the NBC show were Maria Taylor was on there.
Oh, I like her.
And then Carmelo Anthony, Vince Carter, and Tracy McGrady. It wasn't bad.
Okay, but how long before we're completely sick and tired of Carmelo Anthony?
Look,
Blazers great.
It was better than Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith yelling at each other.
I guess we'll see in about 2 months, dude. Yeah. You may not be singing that tune.
Look, it's not like I was watching a ton of it. I'm just saying.
Bye.
From what I saw, it was better than it was.
So it was better than it was?
Yes.
You mean it was better than last year?
Yes.
Okay. That didn't make sense. Okay, so Jordan, that you referred to this yesterday.
Yes.
And it's Michael Jordan doing his little vignettes with Mike Tirico, and they play these at like halftime and stuff.
Yeah.
It's like learn how to be excellent.
It was Insights with MJ.
Yeah. So this was the first one, and this isn't the whole thing. It's only about a minute. But you mentioned this. You said yesterday, you were like, Michael Jordan said on there that he does not ever pick up a basketball.
So it's been years.
So I actually heard the clip today, and I wanted to play it because he tells a great story.
Yeah, Tirico, like presses him on and is like, come on.
Yeah, so this was Tirico with MJ on NBC Sports last night.
Do you ever pick up a ball and just shoot?
I haven't picked up a ball in years.
No, come on. Just, like, walk past. There's got to be a hoop somewhere at your place.
You don't see a hoop anywhere around here, right?
I don't. Wait, seriously, it's the last time you picked up a basketball and shot it?
I was at the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
And I rented a house from the owner.
Sure.
He came over to do pictures. He had grandkids. And I was meet and greet and thank him for allowing me to stay in the house. And he had a basketball court. He says, I want you to shoot one free throw. I said, really? Now, I already paid for the house. It's not like he got to see me. So when I stepped up to shoot the free throw, it's the most nervous I've been in years.
Stop it.
In years.
Stop it. Come on.
And reason being is those kids heard the stories from the parents about what I did 30 years ago.
Right.
So the expectation is 30 years prior, and I haven't touched the basketball.
I hope you swished it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, pretty good.
That's like, a great story.
Jordan's a good storyteller.
Yeah. By the way.
But do you think he did swish it, or is he lying?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean.
Because I don't think he would ever say anything other than, yes, of course I swished it.
That's true. Now, what if that guy like comes out and is like, that's a horse crap story? Totally.
I have video. He airballed it.
By the way, that's a ballsy move.
I know, to ask him to do that?
Yeah, so that dude, first off, it's a ballsy move. Like, you rent the house, and maybe it was a friend of a friend sort of thing, but like, pitchers, really? Like if you rent your house, like, you get to be like, yeah, by the way, I want pitchers. And then you have the nerve to be like, go shoot a free throw? So if I rent like a house to Reggie Jackson, I'm like, all right, Reggie, I'm gonna throw you my old heater. Like, that's a weird, a weird request.
Jordan's pretty cool about, at least in this instance, he was pretty cool about, oh yeah, okay, yeah. It sounded to me pretty standard that, you know, if he rents a place and somebody says, yeah, oh my God, can I bring my grandkids by? He's like, sure.
Yeah, why not?
Well, that's pretty cool of him to, yeah, I mean, what are you going to say? No, it's my house.
He doesn't have to do
it. He doesn't have to do it.
But yeah, he's like, I already paid for it. You're not letting him stay there for free.
When he said, well, I already paid for that, I think you all could tell that asking him then to shoot a free throw, he was like, dude, you're pressing your luck.
I'll bet you that more often than not, if you asked an ex-NBA player that's now in his 60s to do that, dude, I'll bet you a lot of ex-NBA players tell that guy to take that basketball and stick it somewhere.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, he could have. I mean, he could have just said, nah, I haven't picked up a basketball in years. I'm good. I paid you your money. Get your grandkids out of here.
No offense, but you think Charles Barkley, who's like the most jovial guy in the world, you think Barkley's like, yeah, give me that? I'll bet you Barkley's like, yeah, no. I'm not, like, that's a real dance sort of thing. Like, dance for me. No.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to ask him to just shoot a free throw.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, why not?
Well, I saw a thing, like, with Billy Joel said that, like, if he walks into a party and he sees a piano, he will turn and leave. He's like, no, I'm not doing that. Because he'll go over to someone's apartment and he knows that at a party and he knows they brought in a piano. He's like, no, I know your apartment. That's not you brought in that piano and you happen to invite me. I just think that's kind of a D move to ask.
getting free entertainment or trying. It's like,
perhaps don't. Michael Jordan to your Billy Joel scenario. Perhaps Michael Jordan should stop renting houses with basketball courts.
Well, he didn't ask him to play a pickup game. It was just hey, shoot a free throw.
Well, but again, I know,
but if you don't want to do it, if it's going to rub you the wrong way that you don't want to do it, there is one way to avoid that, and that is don't rent a house with a basketball
court. I'm guessing, because that's in New York, where the Ryder Cup is. That's out in the Hamptons. I'm guessing every house out there that's a big house like that has a basketball court.
Yeah. Well,
and doesn't that kind of thing happen a lot all these rich folk? Like, hey, a lot of stars coming to stay at a nice place in the Hamptons. So, yes, if it's a $10 million house owned by a hedge fund guy, they're going to want to meet because they've got the ego of a freaking country. Like, they want to meet whoever's coming through there.
I've heard interviews with that, and I just think it's kind of rude. Like,
A little bit. I'm with you.
It's a rude thing, and I
would never ask that.
No, I would be mortified.
However, I would be maybe caught taking out the trash. Are you the one running? Are you Michael Jordan? Oh, hi. Good to You mind taking a picture with me?
Like he hasn't had that done.
I just think it's really weird to ask someone to do their job for you because you want to see it. Whatever that is.
I'll tell you what.
Like if you rent David Blaine, if David Blaine rents your house, are you just like, hey, by the way, I want you to slice your arm open and pull out a card that you, like, that's a, it's just.
Okay. No. After talking through this.
Yeah.
I think I've got it. I think I've got it. It is very clear, because we all, Michael Jordan can be a little bristly.
Yes.
Okay, he doesn't do what he doesn't want to do.
No.
I think now that I've thought about this and we've talked this out, that house is not a house that is rented. In other words, that dude did him a huge, whoever it was.
That's a good point.
Did him a huge favor, and he knew it. And he said, dude, you're going to take a picture with me and my grandkids, and you're going to shoot an effing free throw. You want to stay in my house? And Jordan's like, yes, I do want this house.
That's a good point. I didn't even think about that, because that's Bethpage Black, one of the nicest areas in the country. I'm guessing the house that the billionaire Jordan is staying in is not on Airbnb.
Right.
You're right. I'll
somebody's
bet
doing him a favor.
That's a friend of a friend who's like, dude, my buddy's got the sickest place on the...
And it has to have a lot of privacy, and like he found the perfect house, and Jordan wanted it, and the owner was like, jump through this hoop, dude.
You nailed it.
I think that's it.
Yeah. That's the only way that happens. Jordan ain't renting my place, and then I'm wheeling out the huffy hoop and be like, all right, MJ.
Yeah, he's like, this isn't free throw material here in Vancouver.
Need you to go out to the curb. It's a little tougher out here in the mean streets of Vancouver out in the elements. See if you can knock this down. By the way, that hoop's not regulation, so just FYI, it's about 8.5 feet. Like to play above the rim, so we lower that sucker so I could still get up and stuff one.
Michael, can I dunk on you, please? Oh, God. I would, if I rented my house out to Ken Griffey Jr., would totally ask him to play catch. Absolutely.
Would you really?
Yes. Oh, 5 minutes. Man. Can
well,
we play catch,
I think
man?
He would play catch with you. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, I couldn't bring
He played catch with your brother, John.
Now, the key is, then this is a, if I'm Michael Jordan and that guy says, we're shooting the free throw, I'm fine. But you know what we're shooting that free throw for? That's the rent.
Ooh.
Oh.
I'd be like, yeah, okay. I'll shoot this for the kids, but I make this. We're free. I miss it, we're double.
What do you suppose he pays? Like what do you think?
For a weekend at the I rented it for a week at the Ryder Cup. I'm guessing that house went for $250,000.
Oh, that's all?
Yeah.
$250,000? So what's that a night?
Yeah, I'm guessing somewhere.
$75,000 a night.
Yeah, okay. $7,500 grand, something like that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm guessing. Because again, it's not about the money, because that guy doesn't rent that house. So I'm guessing that's like, hey, you know what? Give me $250,000 and we'll call it good. No one's staying there right now.
It's $35,000
yeah.
a night.
Yeah, something like that. And I think Jordan, because Jordan's a gambling man, that's the appropriate response is, you know what? We back this up maybe to the top of the key. We make this a little interesting. We go top of the key. I drain this one shot. We say take all the photos and everything, but I make it. I don't pay a dime. I miss it. We double this bitch. Mm. Let's go. Now, you know he would do it. That guy can't help himself.
Jordan would love that.
Yes.
Would the owner love that?
Well, the owner doesn't care. You know what that place in the Hamptons is probably worth? You think that guy's sweating $250,000?
Yeah, probably not.
You gotta give two Fs. That's the better. Oh, man. That's the better way to do it. Let's put a little, MJ, why don't we put a little something on this?
Well, now that we've gotten all the way through it, now I'm kind of disappointed in Jordan.
Someone said, my son works at Bandon. No pics, no handshakes that aren't professional, and certainly no asking for autographs.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah.
That's a little different than this scenario, but yeah, you can't have, when Jordan's out there golfing.
Yeah.
I mean, if you, that's the hard part about being, see, this was a private thing.
Yeah.
It was a private home, one guy and his grandkids.
Yeah.
But if Jordan's out in public at a public place like Bandon Dunes, you cannot open that can of worms, because if somebody sees him take one picture,
nope,
there's a line. Like Bo Jackson told us this.
Yeah.
He's like, dude, it drives me crazy. Yeah. I'll be sitting at a table eating dinner, and I'll just want to be nice, and I'll take a picture with somebody. But the second that goes on Facebook, there's a line at my table.
Yeah.
So he gets bristly about pictures. He's like, no, I'm not going to take a picture with you. I'm at dinner.
Yeah.
So Jordan in public, no way they could.
Someone said, hey, Rob, come by my house for a party. I've got this sweet microphone set up. You want to give me some random hot sports takes? Yeah.
Hey, come on over, man. Tape a live podcast. God.
It is a weird thing, because people get bristly about that. Like, they're like, oh, it's just a photo. And it's not for you to
Yeah,
it's not for you to determine. The first time my buddy that works with Metallica, the first time that I got to like kind of go and like mill around backstage and like pre-show and like it wasn't I'm just roaming around and like the band's back there and everything, and I was like really nervous, and I went to my buddy, I said, hey, is it okay, like, do you think I could like ask to take a picture with James? And he just looked at me and went no, and then walked away, and I was like, fair enough.
Hey, cool. At least you asked.
I asked.
Smart.
And he was just like, I was, because
I gotta
like,
tell you,
it was like one of those things where he's like, and I realized, oh, this isn't like a meet and greet sort of situation. These are just, this is, they're at work and they're just kind of milling around getting ready. And the last thing they need is a bunch of donkeys like me coming up like, hey man, might have to take a quick picture. But just the look of my buddy's face, he just looked at me and goes, no,
this opens
like, don't
up,
you dare.
This opens up another discussion, which we can table for later. But I too have been backstage at a concert.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, it is an awkward.
Yes.
You would think it's awesome, and it is.
But it's
really awkward.
Yes, and
really?
It's a little, because you're the outsider. And,
yes,
and yeah.
Everybody's looking at you like, who the hell are you?
Yep.
And then the band certainly doesn't care about you,
nope.
And they're probably tired of seeing faces like yours staring at them, you know, watching them walk around or whatever it is they're doing.
Uh-huh.
We should talk about that, because my wife got so uncomfortable that she went back out to the show venue. Like we were backstage at a show, got thanks to Mark Hamilton, the stud program director over at 94.7, and it was awesome, and I loved it, but at the same time, the etiquette, I had no idea what to do, and honestly, I think I embarrassed myself on more than one occasion.
Yes, it took me a handful of times of being back there with the same band and the same crew to not feel like an absolute stooge. And eventually what happens is if you're back to the same one, you get to meet the crew. And once you're cool with the crew, then it's fine, because then all you have to do is just avoid the band and don't make an ass of yourself. And then you get to hang out with the crew, and then it's fine. But
as long as they know you.
Yes. Yeah.
And they know what you're there for.
Yes. But yeah, when you are so right. That is the scenario that everyone thinks is going to be like the dream scenario.
It's shockingly
and
awkward.
And it ends up being one of the more nerve-wracking, uncomfortable experiences.
It's awkward because there's really nothing going on back there.
No.
Like you said, everybody's just working. They're doing their own thing. It's just another show for them.
Yes.
And you're just all jacked up, and here comes the guitarist in his underwear, like, where's the coffee?
Yeah.
You know, like, what?
And the last thing they want is you being like, hey, man, real quick.
Hey, I'm back here. I don't know if you know that.
Mind if I snap this photo or let me tell you this sweet story about, dude, go away.
All right. Well, as a parent, of all the things you worry about with your kids at their school, like, you know, I don't know, school shootings and things, did you ever consider oven cleaner as a problem?
Oven cleaner?
That story next on In the News. But first, here's Schultz.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
All right, nice to have you along. It really is. I mean that. It is October 22nd, 2025. It is time now for In the News. I'm your Notre Dame man. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much. Please be seated. Hurry up. Sit down.
Shut up.
All rise. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is National Knee Day. Celebrate your knees.
My knees?
You mean your knees?
What if I have terrible knees? Do I want to celebrate?
Well, at least you have them.
I do. They're just kind of crappy, so I don't...
I got a call from my neighbor. Was that today or... It was today.
Yeah.
Lost his leg.
Oh!
Yeah. He's in the hospital.
The diabetes or...
They amputated his leg.
Or was
That's complicated. And I can't give out too much information.
I understand.
But,
So
he doesn't have a knee.
Okay.
Well, so, celebrate.
Was it above the knee, below the knee?
It's above the knee.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yikes. Maybe he gets a cool robot knee, though. That's kind of fun. Doing amazing things with robotics now. So.
Also, today is Smart is Cool Day.
Oh.
You remember that?
Get bent, nerd.
Remember? Yeah. Like Revenge of the Nerds. Remember the whole thing of like, ugh. Yeah, you're smart. You
jocks rule. School's
you're
stupid.
You're a dork.
Yeah, dumb, ignorant.
Loser.
Although we're kind of coming back to some of that, you know, the whole anti-science thing, but.
Yeah, it's kind of its own form.
It is.
Of that.
Yeah. No, smart people are, it's good to be smart.
Smart people are cool.
Yes. Yes.
Right, Schultzy?
I think so.
Screw the learned people. No.
They're richer than everyone else usually, right? The nerds are.
The nerds do tend to do pretty well.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a basement nerd. I mean, that's, the, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not talking about the one that builds Dungeons & Dragons models. I'm gets lost in hedge fund numbers kind of nerd. Yeah.
Tigard school officials alerted parents this week after a middle school provided 37 pretzels mistakenly contaminated with oven cleaner to students.
Oh, that's not good. The old oven cleaner.
What do you think about?
Yeah, wow.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean... What? Can I ask the question, is oven cleaner that toxic? Because we do use it to clean what we put food in, so it's like, you know.
You're supposed to clean that
take a little lick, do a little, is it like that bad for you, or is it just kind of like, you know.
Did it like drip into this stuff? Like, they put the dough next to the oven cleaner? That's kind of what's, I'm fascinated by this.
The incident happened at sixth grade lunch at Fowler Middle School. In an email sent to parents of children at the school... The principal, Cindy, identified that cleaning chemical as Alto Sham, a granular cleaning agent that can cause a burning sensation if it's swallowed and induce vomiting in larger doses. She said, "We are taking this very seriously. It is an unfortunate event, and we will continue to ensure student safety."
At the end, I just hope she put, "My bad." Our bad. Sorry about that. My
it's
fault.
An unfortunate event.
Look.
Yeah.
Look, I don't want any kids to consume, you know, oven cleaner or any kind of cleaner, for that matter, unless it's, you know.
The school district did not say how the oven cleaner got into the pretzels.
See, that's...
Look. Can we all accept the fact that the amount of, like, probably toxic chemicals that we consume on a daily or weekly basis... That's probably sky high.
Well, we got microplastics in our butts, like
yeah, we'll be all right.
Yeah, to the
in
max.
Our butts.
Well,
yeah,
our whole body,
like our whole yeah.
Yeah, because like basically now, like we're finding out, like all like the polyester, like underwear and stuff that people like, it's putting that crap in our bodies.
Well, I was on the, you know how you have to wait in the, what do you call it, the
waiting room, or?
The gate, like for the plane. You know, yeah. It's not the gate, but you're loading onto the plane. What do they call that thing?
The tarmac,
the stanchion,
the jetway. Yeah,
the jetway.
Yeah,
I was standing on right there at the jetway, waiting to get through as people slowly filtered onto the plane, and they just put up a sign.
Yeah,
that just said
you're about to
you're getting cancer right now. Like they basically said, yeah, just know this area is all fumes from jet engines, and it is causing you cancer. Hopefully, you just don't consume too much of it. Thank
exactly.
you.
Exactly. I've accepted within some limits that just everything you do is slowly killing you at some point.
Does putting a sign up absolve their liability then?
Well, yes.
Good luck proving that the jetway is what gave you your cancer.
Look, it's just easier to put up a sign.
Yeah, it's like, dude, I don't know. We let you know.
If you get cancer, it's not our fault.
Although it kind of could be our fault, but good luck proving it. Nuts to
But
you.
We put up a sign so you didn't have to be there.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't have to be there. You can get off the jetway. Yeah. You can paddle your ass.
That's right.
You
want to get on that flight? Go ahead, but you're going to get cancer.
You can paddle your ass to Hawaii for all I care, but this is the way we're doing things. And meet that person that's super, like, they won't, no deodorant, no shampoo, they're wearing a mask everywhere. I'm like, that person may end up being, like, healthier than everybody, but I'm just like, it's
then they get hit by a bus.
Exactly. Right. Crossing the street and, you know, someone comes along and drills you. You're like, oh, here's to no guarantees.
It's like, it's the same as the protester that, like, I hate big corporations. I hate everything about American capitalism. And they're using their iPhone. It's like,
exactly. It's the person out there protesting, like, big corporations. They got a Patagonian backpack. They got an REI hat.
Yeah.
And they got their iPhone. But they're like, down with America. You're like, oh. Apparently you're cool with little Chinese hands screwing pieces into your iPhone, though.
We have an atmospheric river on the way.
I saw that this morning, and I was like, couldn't just be a rainstorm. No, no, no.
Here it comes.
The atmospheric river.
What will that mean? Next on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It is in the news for October 22, 2025.
Someone pointed this out with the whole butter pretzel, or the oven cleaner pretzel thing. It said, like, you're, like, prepping those pretzels. You, like, spray them with, like, the cooking spray butter, and then, like, roll it in salt. Mm-hmm. What if they just sprayed it with the oven cleaner instead?
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, like, cooking spray, you know, you put a little olive oil spray
just
on there.
Just picked the wrong can.
Yeah, what if you picked up the wrong can and you accidentally gave it a little zip with some oven cleaner instead of the delicious whatever the hell that spray is, because it certainly isn't butter. And by the way, can we make the argument if that's what happened? Is the oven cleaner that much worse than whatever godforsaken, like, butter spray that you were on there? Like, whatever they're putting on popcorn, I'm sure that's killing you just as much as the oven cleaner.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, in the news article I was reading, they said most of the kids that they had contacted said there were no ill effects of the oven
cleaner.
So they're used to it. Their moms make them drink it.
Fine. You're good. You know what? It toughened me up a little bit. Back in the day, lick a little oven cleaner. You'll be fine. I drank, like, turpentine when I was a kid. Might explain some things.
An atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and gusty winds to the Portland area Friday and Saturday. They say winds may be the strongest on Saturday, with gusts reaching 40 to 50 miles per hour. Friday, they're expected to reach 30 to 40 miles per hour all throughout the valley. You know, this will affect the Oregon game.
Oh, yeah.
With Wisconsin.
Oh, my God. I got to go to that thing, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, never rains there. You're fine.
I'm going to ask Dan Lanning about that tomorrow.
The atmospheric river?
Yeah. Has he had a bad weather game there? I feel like he's gotten pretty lucky in his 3 years so far.
I'm trying to think of, like, the last time I remember.
Like a really bad weather game?
I remember once when Jared Goff was playing at Cal. Remember, like, he couldn't hold on to the football? They had to bench him because it was so wet and he has little baby hands. He couldn't hold on to the ball. Yeah, I don't remember too many, like, awful games. Down there at
like Schultz said,
Eugene,
it never rains there. So,
well, I'll tell you what, if it rains there, I'm gonna be pissed.
The rain snow levels are expected to plummet as low as 3,000 feet Saturday night. Heavy snow will fall in the Cascades from then and into Monday. Showers are expected to continue into Sunday and Monday. So, not a great weekend to get out amongst them outside, anyway. Go inside and catch COVID somewhere.
Heaven's sakes. The one week the BTJ chooses to go down to Eugene and she picks the atmospheric river.
You got to go in September, man.
I let her pick one game a year.
Although they haven't really had a good home game yet. I guess the Indiana. She could have picked the Indiana game.
We were in Portugal.
Oh, yeah. Damn. And finally, Portland's Lovejoy Fountain Park in downtown was seen Wednesday morning overflowing with mounds of soapy bubbles spilling onto the sidewalk.
That's an old classic.
I do love that.
Yeah. I remember those days. I've sudsed a fountain or two.
Love a good foam party. Yeah. Hell yeah.
Back in the day, we used to do the instant mashed potato flakes, and you know, you could do that one too.
The spokesperson for the Portland Parks and Rec team said, "You know, this sorts of thing, these sorts of things, they happen. We don't encourage it.
No, but it's all right, right?
But it's like, it's some grade schooler or some middle schooler somewhere.
Well, you're not doing anything that's causing any sort of permanent damage.
They do have to drain it and refill it,
okay,
to make it suds free.
So it's a mild annoyance, but you know."
But the same spokesperson said, yeah, we don't anticipate any issues or concerns. Basically, they're like, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just kind of, it goes with the territory.
You know what, you rascals out there, sudsing some things. That's good, wholesome kids just out there. Better than spray painting or lighting something on fire, for
God's sakes. I mean, but do you get joy out of that? Like, if you do that?
You didn't do dumb crap when you were a kid.
Well, of course, but I did dumb crap that I thought I would get joy out of. Like, do you actually get joy out of that? Like, do you sit and go, it's so cool? Or do you even see it?
Yeah.
You just do it and then leave.
That's a valid point. I don't know. What else are you doing when you're a kid?
Dumb stuff.
It's like part of being a kid. You just do dumbass. And then you're like, every parent's like, you're going to grow up and realize how dumb you were. You're like, whatever. And then by the time you're 30, you're like, oh my God.
And you blame it on someone else.
Yeah. How stupid was I?
And that's your In the News for October 22nd, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at AdvocatesLaw.com. Let's do a little Sports Today segment, something that has never happened today, happened in sports, and then we'll get to some football items, including the college football coaching carousel. This is Isaac, that's me, Big Sook, and Schultzy here on 105.1 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.